You're listening to In the Change Room Extra.
Chris, congratulations on being nominated for a My Player's Choice Award. You're going into a fresh new season. You guys have, this has been a year of change for you guys. People are retiring, changing captaincy, a lot of moving around. What's your outlook for the upcoming seventh season?
Yeah, firstly, I think the guys are very excited. You know, we have got a few guys who retired this year, and, you know, it's unfortunate, but also in the sense very happy that a lot of the youngsters last year came through our system and they got very good experience. So very excited about that. And then also a few old faces coming back to the game, like Roscoe Speckman, Rondell, Dylan Sage, to name Siabelis and Atla is also there. So we've got a few good old faces as well. So I think we've got a good balance.
And in terms of yourself, are there any goals that you've set aside specifically for Chris Dry this season?
Yeah, I think, you know, back of your head, you have got that Olympic dream. Yeah, that dream that you still want to play in the Olympics. So I think for me now, yeah, actually just to get on the field in Dubai, hopefully make that team and play that first tournament, I think I'll take it from there. I think we can't look too far ahead. I think we have to be consistent and have a good season as well. And I think, yeah, for me, the focus is just that next tournament.
And are you willing to forego the seven series for a gold medal?
Yeah, you know, to be all honest, I think we never enter the field and you know, with a mindset that we're going to lose. I think we always on the field, we always want to challenge ourselves to the best of our abilities, and we're chasing success and not necessarily victory. So if we can get that little success each time, I think we will be successful in the long term. But, you know, to answer your question, I think it's very important for us to be successful this whole season, and I don't think we would sacrifice a tournament success for Olympic gold medal. I think what we're going to try and do is try and be consistent throughout the season and then chase that medal.
Last question. Your outlook towards the Springbok Sevens in Cape Town. You've got the Ladies Sevens opportunities to play there as well. What do you think it's going to do for the game to see the men's and the women's team playing on the same pitch?
Yeah, well, I think it's about time. You know, I think you know, women's rugby has always been kept on the side. It's always put on the second field, and you know, the game has developed in such a manner that the women's system is equal to the men's. I think at a time they were underfunded and there weren't as many professional teams, but I'm honest when I'm saying that they are a very competitive circuit at the moment. I think, you know, they need to play on that on the world stage. I think they deserve to play on the Cape Town Stadium, and yeah, looking forward and excited and looking forward to see our girls. You know, it's the first time they get the opportunity to play on that field, so, you know, I'm looking forward to it.
Last question. Springboks, World Cup winners in Japan, Blitzbox, are we going to have gold medalists in Japan come Tokyo next year?
You know, we don't want to foresee too far ahead. You know, I think, again, you know, credit to the Springboks. They were unbelievable this entire year. And I think, you know, just a cherry on top, getting that gold medal. But, you know, for us, we definitely want to, you know. I don't want to say anything. I just want to say that we're going to work hard in order to try our best to get that medal.